bonjour to everyone tuning into Hicksville this week, and a happy after Mother's Day, whether you are celebrating it in England or in France. Net result is that I never get a card because no one can remember when it is. Anyway, who sends cards anyway in the post the way it is today? I just wanted to remind you about the things that are happening this week, which already were mentioned last week. The visit to Domaine Arton and the Vignoble of Mirail have some more dates, where you can go for the same two-hour visit for €25 per head, but there must be a minimum of two people. Over the next 4 weeks, then, till the end of this month, starting Wednesday the 7th at 4 o'clock and Thursday the 8th at 10, and the two visits are concurrent in both places, as it were, and that's going to be repeated till the end of the month. And the main purpose is to introduce you to the beauty of the Domaine, to learn about their history and their winemaking techniques. The Château Arton stands in 88 hectares of vineyards, which produce the Haut Armagnac AOC, the first Armagnac to receive the Prix d'Excellence at the Concours Général Agricole. Not only that, though, they produce a variety of excellent red, white and rosé wines that come under the label of Musketeer. It's a pretty classy joint, but it is real. It's been in the family for generations. You are under no obligation to buy. It's just a delightful thing to do for a couple of hours. The Domaine de Mirail is located near the town of Lectoure as well, but on towards the west, in the heart of Lomagne, described by Stendhal the writer as the French Tuscany. But we know that that's exactly what it is, which is why we bought in the first place, why we came here. The quality of the terroir has been recognized since the end of the 15th century as a vineyard. And now, 500 years later, the 30 hectares of abandoned vineyards that were are now entirely organic, or bio. So make sure you pay them a call to reserve your places. The musical highlight of next week, on the 15th of June at 8 o'clock, is the concert in d'Europe at the Church of Notre-Dame la Nativité, with David Leva on piano and soprano Dushika Bielic, Todd Boyce, American baritone, singing a mixed program of melodies to tug at the heartstrings, Puccini, Tchaikovsky, Cole Porter and Stephen Sondheim. The much-missed, much-admired tunesmith, an incredibly modest man despite his prodigious talent. And when you attend the concert, please notice the lighting that was installed by me. Well, not personally, but I had it done because our daughter was married there and we had lots of lighting and it looked so beautiful and I wanted everyone else to be able to enjoy the same sort of gorgeous lighting. Churches have a hard time of it in France, dependent as they are on the local communes who don't normally or don't often have the money for churches. They have other things to spend their money on. So, back to the stars of the evening, Dushika Bielic, who was a children's presenter in Serbia from the age of 12, began her singing career at 8, born in Bosnia-Herzegovina but moved to Serbia, and has sung all over Europe, including the Royal Opera House in London and the Teatro Giuseppe Verdi in Trieste, which just so happens to be where I've been spending a few days. A city bursting with history, a wonderful mix of Austro-Hungarian Empire and Italy. So you can eat sauerkraut and pork and then have a delightful, delightful Italian gelato. The Jazz, of course, can offer delicious Magret de Cala and Armagnac. Her co-star Todd Boyce has a very impressive CV, I mean. American by birth, of course, but very European as far as his career is concerned. He has sung in Austria, Switzerland, Spain and the Netherlands. So it'll be fantastic to listen to these two top-notch singers in our little church under the baton of David Levi, a Gersois resident for some years now and our local genius. So I hope you manage to go to both the wine and the concert, and I'll be talking to you in a week's time. So have a good one.